开始的时候啊，所罗巴伯以色列人他们不被迷惑。
At the beginning, they tried to disrupt Zerubbabel and his workers.
因为知道这个仇敌的诡计。
But they know the schemes of the enemies.
所以跟他们划清界限。
So they drew a line across themselves in between them and the others.
那仇敌啊，就使用强硬的手段呢，要来迫害。
And the enemy used force to try to destroy.
好，那最后啊，就是控告，利用王的势力啊，来强逼他们来停工。
Finally, they used the force of the king to make them stop.
那这个时候会停工，这是神的旨意。
And for them to stop rebuilding, this is also the will of God.
所以我们看整个这个圣殿重建的过程，就看出神的旨意。
And throughout the whole process of rebuilding, we can see the will of God in it.
因为这个是要预表的末后真教会的复兴。
Because this represents the latter-day churches, or the true church of the latter days.
让我们更明白神的旨意。
This way we can better understand the will of God.
所以在末世真教会的复兴啊，就是经过这样的过程。
And it will be so for the end days, the churches in the end days.
我们真教会建立起来之后，大概有30年的时间。
It took about 30 years to build up the true church.
到1950年开始啊。
To about 1950.
大陆的工作就被逼停下来了。
The work in China stopped, was forced to stop.
那一直停到70年代。20几年
It stopped for about 20 years all the way till 1970.
大陆的工程完全停止啊。
At that time, the work in China totally stopped.
但是按照神的旨意啊，这个工程没有被毁掉。
But according to God's will, this rebuilding did not get destroyed.
已经立好的根基呢，它没有被破坏。
The foundation that was laid was not destroyed.
蒙神的保守。
It was saved by the mercy of God.
所以大陆的这个教会现在完全被停掉了，好像是消失掉了。
And the work in China just totally stopped. It seems like it disappeared.
但是真教会的根基啊，在台湾得到保守。
But the foundation was laid in Taiwan, and it was being protected.
就是应验了启示里头的这个预言。
So it also fulfilled the prophecies.That it shall stop for a few years.
当那个妇人呢、生下孩子的时候
，is likened to a woman giving childbirth.
这个龙就吐水，就要来吞掉这个孩子。
A dragon will come and try to devour the child.
这个就是大陆的这个逼迫领导，要吞掉，要把它吞掉。
This is like the persecution. They want to devour the members.
但是我们看到天使把他带到一个小岛，在那里呀、得到保守长大。
But we see that an angel brought the child to a small island so that it may grow up.
这个都很清楚，让我们看到在真教会的这个历史上，看见神的话应验。
It is very clear, and we can see this in the true church how the words of God has been fulfilled.
那在大陆停工的这一段时期，刚好是台湾的教会在那里成长，长大成熟的一个时期。
The time when the work in China stopped, it was also the time when the work in Taiwan was prospering and growing.
所以在那段期间呢，台湾的教会蒙神的恩典。
So during that period, the churches in Taiwan received much grace.
好，那在那段期间，到超76年这个时间呢，长大成熟了，就开始要这个复工的时期快到了
So around 1967, when the churches in Taiwan has matured, it was the time for the revival or the rebuilding of the churches in China.
好，那这个复工的就进入到第五章了，这个工程恢复了。
And so chapter 5, we come to the working being resumed.
开始复工建造。
The work has started again.
台湾的教会也已经预备的工作也做好了。
The preparation work that was being done in Taiwan has completed.
就开始要来联络我们全世界现有的这真耶稣教会。
Thus we started to locate all the true Jesus churches around the world.
也就是东南亚一带的教会。
All the churches in the Southeast Asia area.
所以那个时候台湾就差派两位长老呢到东南亚一带去。
So Taiwan sent a elder to all the areas in Southeast Asia.
把东南亚一带的教会，那个时候教会啊，实在是很软弱啊。
And at that time, the churches in the Southeast Asia area were very weak.
感谢神借着这一次的这个寻牧啊，联络啊，能够把教会复兴起来。
Thank God, through the visit of this elder, the churches were slowly revived.
好，那在大陆啊，因为这个毛泽东的这个时代已经过去啊，邓小平啊，这个掌权。
And at this time in China, Chairman Mao has passed away, and Chairman Deng has came into power.
所以这个宗教恢复自由。
And Chairman Deng proclaimed a religious freedom in China.
所以许多这个弟兄姐妹呢，还保守住信仰的弟兄姐妹。在圣灵的带领下，大家很快就发起热心来。
And those who were protected under the grace of God, those who had the Holy Spirit, these brothers and sisters in China, quickly revived the churches.
真教会又开始恢复这个复工建造的时期。
And so the work in China has revived and started to build again.
这个也就是今天我们。继续看的第五章的这个事情。
And this is what we will study today in chapter 5.
那我们现在来看以斯拉记第五章。
Please turn to Israel chapter 5.
然后我们再对照我们真教会这个发展的这个历史。
And we shall compare this to the development of the true church.
这个第五章复工建造。
Chapter 5, work resumed.
这个复工建造是怎么开始的
？How did this work resumed again？
我们看第一节。
Look at verse 1.
就说那时先知哈该和以多的孙子撒加利亚奉以色列神的名，向犹大和耶路撒冷的犹大人说勉励的话。于是撒拉铁的儿子罗巴伯和约塞达的儿子耶稣亚都起来动工建造耶路撒冷神殿神的殿，那有神的先知在那里帮助他们这个就是复工的一个动机
This is the motive for reviving of the work.
神借着先知去勉励
God through the prophets encouraged.
要他们开始在复工建造。
Encouraged the people of Israel to rebuild the temple.
所以这个复工也是出于神神发动的。
So this reformation is also done by Jesus.
但是不同的跟起初不同的就是先知的这个出现。
And what was different from the beginning was the arrival of prophets.
现在我们会看到这个复工的时候跟初期重建的这个初期的工程有不同的地方。
Now we're going to compare the resuming work and the original rebuilding work.
在前面我们没有看到先知。
In the beginning, we did not see
prophets.复工第五章这个开始马上先知就出现。
And so in chapter 5, when they resumed, the prophets appeared.
好，那第前面呢，我们也没有看到长老。
And in the restoration period, we saw elders.
好，那现在呢，我们会看到长老。
Oh, we didn't see the elders then, but we do see elders now.
这个是很不同的地方。
This is the difference between restoration and resuming.
我们再来详细的来看看啊。
We'll look at this in detail.
好，这个先知哈该跟撒加利亚这两位先知就重建圣殿的先知。
Haggai and Zechariah are the two prophets that help rebuild the temple.
所以我们要详细了解这个幕后啊。圣殿的重建以及真教会复兴啊，这两卷先知书啊，我们一定要看。
So if we look at the development of the latter day churches, we have to read these two books, Haggai and Zechariah.
这两卷先知书对我们今天真教会啊也是关系密切啊。
And these two books have detailed, have intimate relations with the true church of today.
好，那现在我们来看哈该书第一章。
So let's look at Haggai chapter 5, the book of Haggai.
首先呢，是神借着哈该先知来勉励百姓。
In the beginning, God used Haggai to encourage the people.
看到哈该书第一章第一节啊。第一章第一节。
Excuse me, it's Haggai chapter 1, verse 1.
第一节这里说，大利乌王第二年六月初一日，主的话借先知哈该向犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和耶赛达的儿子大祭司约书亚说，
In the second year of King Darius, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came by Haggai, the prophet, to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah,
这个、
and to Joshua.
记得说，神的话借先知来传达给这两位重建圣殿的领导者。
We can see the word of God was spoken through the prophet.
第二节说啊，这个神就对他们说了。
Verse 2 it says,
说这些百姓啊，自己这么说了，说建造神殿的时候啊，尚未来到。
These people say the time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built.
当时百姓啊，认为啊，圣殿啊，从开始复工的时期还没有到。
We can see at that time the people didn't think it was time to rebuild the house.
为什么他们会这么说？
Why would they say such things?
看第三节就知道。
Look at verse 3.
所以神就借先知的对他们说了。
And the word came by the prophet saying,
第四节说，这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住在天花板的房屋吗？
Is it time for yourself to dwell in your paneled houses and this temple lie to ruins?
当时的百姓呢，因为停工，圣殿的工作停下来，大家就是追求自己的享受了。
At that time, when the work has stopped, the people started to seek after their own pleasure.
当时的生活状况相当不错。
It seems that the living conditions at that time were pretty good.
在那种时代啊，天花板的房屋实在是，太好了。
At that time, if you have a paneled house, it's very blessed.
可见百姓在那停工的时期啊，我看大家都追求自己的享受。
We could see, when the work stopped, the people went to seek after their own pleasures.
好，那一直都忘记了把这个重建圣殿、完成这件工程的工作都忘掉了。
And they forgot about the rebuilding of God's temple.
在这个时候啊。神借着先知来唤醒他们。
And so the Lord used the prophets to wake them up.
所以第五节说，现在啊，万军之主这如此说，你们要省察自己的行为。
So God used the prophets and remind them to check their own behaviors.
当时他们神已经在提醒他们了。
God has reminded them.
他们种的多，收的少了。 开始已经遇到困难了。
You have so much and brought in little.
这个是神的一个提醒。
And they started to have trouble. This is a warning from God.
好，所以说你们种很多收的少。
It says here in verse 6, you have so much, but bring in little.
得的工钱呢，虽然多，但是那工钱都装在破漏的囊中。
And you earn the wages, but the wages you put in the bags of holes.
这些是神对选民的一个提醒。
This is a reminder from God.
要他们来省察查验神，明白神的旨意。
To examine and to understand the will of God.
这个时代就大概我们现在最近这个时期啊，大概就是这样子的。
And I believe this is the same for us present day.
大家很重视啊，这个生活的这个品质的提高啊，环境啊，各方面都很重视。
We emphasize on our living conditions, on the luxuries.
在台湾，在各地方都是一样的。
It doesn't matter where you are, whether you're in Taiwan or somewhere else.
但是神对他们说。
But God told them.
说你们要省察自己的行为。
Consider your ways.
第八节说，你们要上山取木料建造这殿。
Verse 8, go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the temple.
那我就因此欢喜，并且得到荣耀。
That I may take pleasure in it and be glorified.
说你们盼望多得，所得的却少。
If you want to receive much, yet you receive little.
那你们收到家中，我就把它吹去。
And whatever you earn, it disappears.
这是为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为我的殿荒凉。
Because you forgot to build my temple.
那你们个人却顾自己的房屋。
And you rush to your own houses.
所以神才让他们呢，收的多，种的多啊，收的少了。
So indeed, they have so much, but brought in little.
那这个在这个时候，神就借先知去告诉他们：“你们思想一下，先查一下就知道了。”
So, God used the prophets to remind them. Just think about it.
明白神的旨意。
Know the will of God.
要赶快起来完成这个重建圣殿的工程。
Hurry up and rebuild the temple. Finish.
感谢神神也是这样提醒。
Thank God. God reminds us. Also in this way.
所以我们看到这个圣殿呢复工起来。
So we see the rebuilding of the temple being restored.
最近以来很多弟兄姐妹都有这样的表现。
Recently, many brothers and sisters have such attitudes.
大家开始变得很关心这个福音的工作。
They care very much about the work of God.
从来没有过这样子的。
Never has this happened before.
最近这几年来，全世界各地方的教会弟兄姐妹，大家都心都很相同，都很关心这个宣道的工作，要传福音的工作。
And in these few years, the brothers and sisters around the world seems to care greatly about the preaching of the gospel and spreading of His word.
在这个之前呢，的确有一些困苦的时候临到。
And before this, there was tribulations and difficulties that occurred.
这个世界，这个种种的这些事情一直地临到。
And all these things keep on occurring.
会唤醒我们去思想。
And it will start to make us think and make us ponder.
最后，神所托付这个使命，我们应该要赶快去完成。
And we should hurry up and finish the commission that God has given us.
那这个时候先知来勉励他们。
At this time, the prophets encouraged them.
这个自从在差不多也是三十几年前。
This is about 30 years ago.
三十几年前我们神的感动神预备在台湾预备开始设立这个神学院。
In about 30 years ago, God moved the people to prepare a theological school in Taiwan.
当时有些人认为不需要。
At that time, there were people who thought that it was unnecessary.
因为在初期，我们真教会的发展呢，一直都没有这样的这个训练。
Because in the beginning, when the true church started, there was no such training.
弟兄姐妹啊，靠着圣灵的帮助，哦、大家受圣灵很热心做见证，福音就一直哦，很快就一直发展。
The brothers and sisters, when they received the Holy Spirit with the fullness of the Holy Spirit, were fervent and preached the gospel, and the gospel just spread everywhere.
在那个初期，几乎是神迹奇事在带领教会。
In the beginning, it seems that miracles guided the church.
哦，那弟兄姐妹一直说，哎，就这样就好了。
And that was enough for the brothers and sisters.
好像说这个就是我们真教会的一个方式。
And it seems like this was the way, of the true Jesus Church.
啊，所以呢，后来就工作停下来了，停工了。
But the work stopped.
什么都没有了，它停掉了。
Everything just stopped and disappeared.
好，这个是一个初期的工作了。
This is the work that was done in the beginning.
哦，像这个刚刚开始重建圣殿一样。
It was likened to when they first rebuilt the temple.
停工之后再过来的工作就不一样了，先知很重要。
After they stop, when they restart again, the work is different this time.
所以在那个停工的时期当中啊，就神就感动，要赶快设立神学院，训练这些先知。
And so, when the time that the work stopped, God moved us to have a theological school to train.
所以三十几年前呢、啊。设立神学院呢，开始训练了很多传道人。
So 30 years ago, we started to train all the preachers and pastors.
说现在呀、啊，台湾有那么多的传道人可以来，这个应付啊，我们世界各个地区啊，现在宣道的工作。
This is why we can send many pastors from Taiwan to all around the world to help with with the preaching and the missionary work.
这个就是神的一个带领啊。
This is the guidance of God.
啊，先知啊，在后半段这个护工，先知是占很重要的这个。
So on the second stage of the work, the prophets plays a very important role.
在差不多八零年代啊，八五年的时候，我到了南亚这个东南亚新加坡一带的教会去。
In 1985, I went to one of the Southeast Asian churches.
当时他们还有那种以前的初期的，我们真教会初期的那个观念。
And some of them still had the beliefs or the concept of the early of the church of the days when the church first started.
认为说不需要传道人。
They thought that they need no pastors or preachers.
他们的这个观念还没有改过来。
This concept caused a great deal of trouble.
但是这个沙巴，自从我们在跟台湾的传道区跟他们接触之后，他们马上就明白这个道理。
But in Sabah, as soon as our preachers went and discussed the problem or told them about this, they immediately understood the truth.
开始派这个青年呢、啊、到台湾去受训，啊，开始训练传道的。
They started to send their young ones to the to Taiwan to receive training to be preachers.
那我们要看到沙巴那个时候跟东马来西亚，那马来西亚到西马来西亚，他们的人教会啊人数都差不多，啊。
And at that time, the members in Sabah was about the same as the members in West Malaysia.
2000多人呢。
Around 2000 people.
但是沙巴开始训练传道，开始呢，按照啊，这个圣灵的带领啊，训练传道人呐、啊，结果他沙巴的教会一直发展，现在他们10000多人。
But the Sabah churches, they started to accept the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and they started sending people to train, and now they have more than 10,000 members.
但是这个西马的观念呢、啊，就一直没有改变。
And the concepts in southern or in western Malaysia haven't changed yet.
到很慢的九零年代才开始转。
They only started changing in around the 1990s.
慢了，这都十几年的时间。
They lagged behind in about 10 or so years.
西马的教会啊，现在还是3000多人。
And so the population or the membership of West Malaysia is only around 3,000.
好，那个那个时候我去，我说你们这种观念如果没有改，教会是不会发展的。
I told them if you do not change these ideas, your church will never develop.、
啊、这个时代不同了。
This is a different time and age.
现在没有先知，你怎么去复兴教会？
If you have no prophets, how do you plan to revive the church?
初期那个神迹奇事这样带，那个是初期的工作。
In the beginning, miracles guided the whole church. That was in the beginning.
这个后半段的真教会的复兴要靠真理，靠真理。
The second stage of the work needs to be taught by the truth.
那些神迹奇事啊，是在我们后面，随着我们的。
The miracles and signs and wonders are behind us. It shows that God is already with us.
不是神迹奇事在前面带我们的。
They are to support us, not to guide us and lead us.
是福音在前面带我们。
The gospel should be the one that's guiding us.
所以这个福音呢，说要传给万民听，信的人神迹奇事随在我们。
So the gospel needs to be spread to the world and miracles and signs and wonders shall follow.
好，那要像叫全世界传福音，就要靠先知啊，一定要传到人出去的。
In order to preach gospel to a city, you have to send prophets, so they can preach.
后来新加坡他们说，哎，那我们要传道了，他们就需要，我们现在需要传道。
So in Singapore, they said, then we want preachers too.
感谢主啊，他们说需要传道，神的安排啊，那个时候。啊，张国坚传道刚好在阿根廷就去了。
And thank God, when Singapore said they require preacher Chang went from Argentina to Singapore.
那从那个时候开始到现在，新加坡还是很重视传道人呐、啊。因此，你看现在新加坡的这个成长也可以看见啊，一间教会变成两间教会，现在有很多事工都一直在推展。现在他们想要啊自己成立一个联络处。
As soon as they started respecting the idea of having preachers, the churches in Singapore did start to develop. They went from one church to two church, and now they even request that they have their own GA.
啊，那后来马来西亚他们也看出说这个传道人很重要，他们开始招募新的工人，大概五六年前呢、啊，啊，新的一批啊，现在就毕业了，大概有三年了、啊。
And when Malaysia saw this, they also decided to pursue this road, and they sent their people to be trained. And now they have two or three. About 6 years ago, they sent people, and now they have two or three pastors going back to continue the work.
啊，所以他们说呢，改变了以后开始就觉得说传道人很重要，开始训练。也现在也看到他们马来西亚的教会啊，开始复兴起来。
And as soon as they see the importance of preachers. The work in Malaysia has also started to revive.
好，那么再看到说我们这个新兴的地区啊，移民地区的教会。
And we look at the newly immigrated places.
啊，移民地区的教会几乎每一个地方啊，大家都很希望有传道，这个一直都希望说啊，我们这边要需要有传道。
And all these new places that are being developed, they see the need of having a preacher.
啊，有一些弟兄姐妹开始勉励，能够有献身出来啊，当传道。
And therefore, many brothers started to encourage others to devote themselves to be a preacher.
好，现在我们看到这些啊，那么在去年开始，我们又有海外宣教班的这个设立。
And starting from last year, we see the overseas training missions, mission training starting to appear.
那我听到说今年呢，他们美国呢，有一个很重要的决定，也要设立固定的神学院，积极的栽培更多的工人。
And I heard this year in the USGA, they have decided to start their own theological school to train the ministers.
这一些就是神的工作了。
This is all the work of God.
所以你看到这个第一项很重要，先知的勉励跟帮助，完成最后的这个重建圣殿的工作。
So we see the first part is very important. The prophets will encourage and help with the completion of the work.
啊，这个就是神的工作啊。
This is also the work of God.
所以今天我们要神在帮助我们积极的训练更多的这个传道人， 快速，因为最后这个工作要快速把它完成。
And with God's help, we should have many people being trained, and may God guide us to rapidly preach the gospel and spread it out.
哈该先知啊，先告诉他们，你们要醒察，你们要赶快起来，这个是一个勉励啊。
So Haggai, the prophet Haggai told him, consider your ways. You have to wake up. You have to start working again.
It's an encouragement. 那现在看这个撒加利亚书，撒加利亚书。
Now we'll look at Zechariah.
撒加利亚书第四章第六节。
Chapter 4, verse 6.
撒加利亚书第四章第六节。
Zechariah 4, verse 6.
第四章六节这里啊，说他对我说啊，这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的，万军之主啊，说不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。这里啊，神借着先知勉励啊，所罗巴伯啊，要怎么样来完成这个重建圣殿的工作
？And here, the God uses Zechariah the prophet to encourage Zerubbabel how to complete God's work.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
Not by might, not by power.
也就是说，不是靠人。
In other words, not by man.
在我面前你必成为平地。
Verse 7. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain.
说他必搬出一块石头安在殿顶上，人且大声欢呼说，愿恩惠恩惠归于这殿。
And he shall bring forth the capstone with shouts of grace, grace to it.
第八节说。
Verse 8.
主的话又临到我说，所罗巴伯的手立了这殿的根基。他的手也必完成这功，你们就知道万军之主差遣我到你们这里来了这里神的话这样临到所罗巴伯。
And this is the words that came to Zerubbabel.
这是很大的鼓励，只是他要靠圣灵，放胆的靠圣灵去完成这个工作。
This is a great encouragement by God to be bold and just trust in the Spirit of God.
神亲自要去完成这个工作。
God will personally finish this work.
所以今天先知的这个勉励非常重要。
So we can see the encouragement of the prophets are very important.
还有一项是配合这个先知的一位先知的祷告。他虽然没有出现，但是他在暗中祷告。
And there was another person who helped the prophets by praying. He never showed up, but he was praying for them.
这个人是谁呢？
Who is this person?
我们看但以理书第九章。
Please look at Daniel chapter 9.
他在王宫里面。
He was in the palace of the king.
但以理书第九章。
Daniel chapter 9.
在大利乌王的时候呢，但以理还在王宫在那里做总长。
And in the year of Darius, Daniel was still in the palace.
那现在看第二节。
Look at verse 2.
这在位的第一年呢，说我但以理从书上得知，主的话临到先知耶利米，论耶路撒冷荒凉的年数是70年为满。他看读圣经的时候，读到这一段。
And when Daniel was reading the books, he read this verse, or he read this part, the scriptures.
那这个七十年早就满了，圣殿还在那里荒废。
And the 70 years has come, and still Jerusalem was in desolation.
所以看到第三节。
So look at verse 3.
说我便进食，披麻蒙灰，定义向主神祈祷恳求。
I set my face toward the Lord God to make request by prayer and supplication with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes.
但以理的这种祷告。
The prayer of Daniel.
所以你看他第一年开始祷告，第二年就动工了。第二年。
You can see the first year he started praying, and the second year the work started to, the rebuilding started.
这可见这个祷告是多么的重要。
We can see how powerful is this prayer.
祷告发动这个神的工作。
a prayer can start the work of God.
也借着这个祷告，帮助这件工作去完成。
And through prayer, the work can be completed.
所以但以理的这个祷告也非常重要。
So the prayer of Daniel is also very important.
所以今天我们要完成幕后这个福音的大使命。
So for us to complete the commission given to us by God, in the end days,
先知的勉励、帮助、祷告，这个都非常重要。
The encouragement from prophets and prayer, these two are the most important factors.
啊，感谢神啊，我们看到啊，今天真教会正神的工作正在啊活泼的啊兴旺起来。
We thank God that today in the true church we can see the work of God being revived and progressing very strongly.
我们非常重视先知。
We put major emphasis on these prophets.
好，那现在看回来这个以斯拉记第五章。
Let's turn back to Ezra chapter 5. Ezra chapter 5 verse 3.
第三节这里说，当时这个河西的总督阿乃汉是他托斯乃，并他们的同党来问说，谁降旨让你们建造这殿，修成这墙呢？第四节说
，verse four，
说我们便告诉他们，建造这殿的人叫什么名字？这个是那些总督他们就来，哎，谁叫你们又动工了
？The governors came and said.Who commanded you to build the temple and finish the wall?
那这个时候啊，他们就告诉他们。
And so they told them.
啊，报上名字，谁负责的？这个是谁负责的
？They told them the names of the man who was doing these things.
是哪些人负责的
？Who were the people responsible?
第五节说啊。
Verse five.
说神的眼目就看过那些犹大的长老。
The eyes of their God was upon the elders of the Jews.
现在这个犹大长老出来负责这个事情。
The elders of the Jews were responsible for such matters.
啊，现在我们就再回想一下。
Now we should look back.
为什么不是所罗巴伯，不是耶稣呀
？Why wasn't it Zerubbabel or Yeshua?
怎么现在是这些犹大的长老
？How come it turned into the elders of the Jews?
可能这个是一直第二代了哈，这个两个老人家，现在是老人家了哈，老人家了。
The first Zerubbabel and Yeshua, they're old men now.
刚回来的时候，他们是第一代的工人啊，他们是领导者啊，虽然现在还是一个领导者，他精神上的领导者。
They were the first generation workers, but now they are old and they have become supporters.
实际上要负责这个工作的不是他们两个人了。
So in reality, the one responsible for the work is no longer these two people.
我们要看清楚了。
We have to look carefully.
真教会我们看到现在一些老人家，他们就是这样子，已经是那一些第一代的工人初期的工人，他们都是一个精神上的领导者。
We have to understand this fact.That the old preachers and pastors, they were the first generations. They were the one who was leaders back then.
现在交给这些年轻的比较年轻的第二代的工人。
But the second generation workers, the young people of these days.
当然，这些工犹大的长老
，who has now become elders of the church.
出来接替接替这个工作，负责这个工作。
They will take over and.Be responsible for continuing the work.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
要有人出来负责。
You have to have someone be responsible.
那这些长老今天呢，就是教会的这个负责人。
The elders mentioned in chapter 5 is the board members of nowadays churches.
今天这个教会的负责人很重要。
The board members of the churches is very important.
负责人就是要负责任好。
The board members are responsible for the church.
这个教会谁负责？我负责啊。
Who is responsible for this church? I am.
要报上名字的，写上名字的。
You have to write your name. You have to record your name.
如果将来逼迫到要杀要抓，就当然就抓几个这几个人嘛。
If persecution comes and they need to capture someone away, of course, they will be the first one to be taken away.
报上名字就是我们几个人负责的。
They will give out their names and say, we are those people.
我们再看到这个第第十节啊，第十节。
Look at verse 10.
这里是他们啊，在报告里面呢、啊、这样说啊。
And they also said.
我们看到第先啊，看第九节
report,
啊，从第九节看。
We start at verse 9.
这一些总督他们来到说去问那一些长老，说问那一些长老。
Then we ask those elders.
你看，不是问所罗巴伯，也不是问耶稣呀。
Not Zerubbabel nor Yeshua.
可见在那里负责的工人就是那些长老。
We can see the people in charge at that time were the elders.
他说谁在叫你们这样子建立这个殿呢？啊。
And spoke to them thus, Who commanded you to build this temple?
啊，又问他们的名字，记录下来。
And asked their names, and they wrote down the names of the men.
要
做
告到王那里去。
And they were going to give these names to the king.
那么他们就报告说，十一节以下就替长老就回答他们了。
And verse 11, the elders answered and returned.
是这个回答非常重要。
This answer is very important.
他们很详细知道神的旨意。
They know clearly the will of God.
所以十一节以下这一段就看出他们非常明白神的旨意。
And you can see from 11 onwards how they clearly understood the will of God.
好，那么这个很重要的，就是这些总督就按照他们所报告的这样。呈送到王那里去。
And these people took the report and gave it to the king.
神的旨意显明，按照神的旨意来完成这个工作。
The will of God appeared, and the will of God was to complete the work.
今天神的旨意就是圣经的真理呀。
And today the will of God is the truth in our Bible.
所以幕后要完成这个福音的工作，教会的建立。一定要明白神的旨意，明白圣经的真理。
For us to complete God's salvation and to complete the work of God, we need to understand the truth, or to understand the Bible.
不再是像初期说啊，祷告祷告就祷告，啊神迹奇事怎么祷告，神迹奇事怎么就这样。
Not like the time of the when the church first started, when they pray, God will reveal through miracles and signs and wonders, and this is how it went that way.
这样已经是。不够用了。
That is not enough now.
主耶稣说，到末后的时候呢，魔鬼会显大神迹，从天上显大神迹，连选民都会受迷惑。
The Bible records that in the end time, even the devil will show great signs and wonders, and even the people of God, the chosen ones, will be deceived by them.
主耶稣说，到时候啊。有很多人会对我说：“主啊，我们奉你的名传道，奉你们行异能，像赶鬼，好这样子。”
And Jesus himself even said, "Many people will cast out demons and preach in my name."
但是这些人是主耶稣从来不认识的人。
But yet Jesus did not know them.
今天这样的事情一直在发生。
And we can see these things happening nowadays.
很多布道家，很多那些布道家会行神迹，会怎么样？
All those evangelists, they can perform miracles. They can speak very eloquently.
啊，迷惑许多人。
And they deceived many people.
哎，我看过那些很多那很伟大的布道家，神迹奇事，很会行神迹奇事。
I've seen some of those great evangelists. They know the Bible. They can speak the word of God, and they perform great miracles.
这个不稀奇的。
But this is nothing new.
因为圣经有啊。
It's no big deal because it's all recorded in the Bible.
我要紧要看看他传的福音到底怎么样。
The most important thing is what kind of gospel is he preaching?
我所以看他传的福音不合乎圣经的真理。
If what he preached is not according to the Bible,
我就断定他不是出于神。
Then we know that he is not from God.
他是耶稣从来不认识的人。
He is the one that Jesus never knew.
那你怎么会去受迷惑呢？
Then how can you be deceived by them?
所以说今天呢，我们要明白幕后这一段期间呢，一定要明白真理。
So in the end days, we have to know the truth.
所以你看，这些先知，这些长老
，these elders, these prophets，
他们是明白神的旨意，按照神的旨意来为完成这个工作。
They understand the will of God. They did according to the will of God to complete the work.
所以他们负责，他们有担当。
God will be responsible for them.
这个是重要。
And they will carry out their duty.
好，那接下来呢，就得到神的眼目的看顾，看第五节。
And if we look on, God took care of them.
好，这个第五节说神的眼目啊，就看顾犹大的长老。
So in verse 5, the eyes of God was upon them.
哎，这句话很重要。
This verse is very important.
今天呢，我们人要能够肯负责、有担当，那神就看顾我们。
Today, if we are responsible and we do take on this burden, God will have His eyes upon us.
不是我们能做什么，是因神看顾我们。
It's not because we are great that we can do something.
所以神
God took care of us.
啊，那神怎么样看顾他们呢
？How did God take care of them?
就让那些总督啊，感动那些总督啊，没有叫他们停工。
God took care of them by moving the governors not to make them stop working.
所以他们复工的这个工作、啊、进行得很快速，很顺利。
So the restoration was done very quickly and very successfully.
哦，不但这样子。
Not only this.
哦，这些总督还把他们所看到在这里所看到所听到的状况呢，报告到王那里去。
They reported all they saw and seen and have heard and over here back to the king.
这件事情很重要。
This is also very important.
哎，这件事情化阻力为助力，哦，所以这个是加倍的这个帮助就更大了。
They changed the opposition to help. This is very important.
哎，所以这件事情啊，变成说对他们很大的帮助。
So instead of oppressing them, they instead help them.
如果别人有大人，他们自己是没有这样的能够有这样的这个权利啊，报告到王那里去。
Because they themselves have no right to report their actions to the king.
现在神感动这一些总督啊，本来要来禁止的，现在变成说啊，代替他们把这个详细的。实际的情况呢、啊？啊，转达到王那里去。
So the governors who were here to oppose them, instead was moved by God to give report of their actions to the king.
好，那现在我们看第十七节。
So look at verse 17.
第十七节啊，这里就说了，说现在王若以为美，请查看呐、啊，这个巴比伦王的府库，看看古列王。降旨允准在耶路撒冷建造神的殿没有？哦，王的心意如何？请降旨再晓谕我们。啊、哦，你看这个，啊，这一个报告非常重要。
And you can see the importance of this report to the king.
啊，请王呢查看一下，看看啊，王的府库里面第一位王就是啊这个啊古列王啊。
At that time, King Cyrus is also Darius.
那以色列人说古列王降旨，啊，现在查看看是不是啊，是不是有这样的事情啊
？And they asked the king to make a search to be done to see whether it was so.
这个替以色列人呢，来开出一条啊，很亨通的道路来啊。
And they opened the way for the Israelites.
所以这个化阻力为助力，帮助他们。
So God turned the opposition into help.
啊，因此呢，现在看第六章的第一节。
So let's take a look at chapter 6, verse 1.
所以王啊，他就这样子要查看这个典籍的库里面有没有这个这古列王的这个指令。
And so King Darius made a search to see if there was such treasure stored in Babylon.
那结果就找到了啊。
And they found it.
找到了古列王呢，那个所降的指令。
They found a scroll that was written by King Cyrus.
就是在这个就古列王元年他所降的旨。
It was a scroll that King Cyrus decreed.
哦，当他找到了之后。
And as soon as they found it.
哦，他就晓得了，明白了，这个是神的旨意啊。
He understood that this was the will of God.
神的灵激动，神的灵激动古列王的心，啊，叫他呢来下了这个指令。
That God moved King Cyrus to have this decree.
所以查到这个原旨啊，就是明白神的旨意。
And when they found the scroll, they understood the will of God.
所以今天我们不是闭着眼睛说啊、哎，传福音啊，赶快来做什么做什么，闭着眼睛这样不可能完成的。
Today we do not go and spread the gospel with our eyes closed. This way, the gospel will never be spread.
我们一定看得清清楚，神的旨意在哪里。
We first have to see clearly what is the will of God.
所以说，为什么要告诉大家从创世开始一直这样来，要让大家知道说神的计划是怎么来的？
So、
你越清楚的话，你将来做什么工作，你就越有力量，而且呢，能够去完成。
This is why we emphasize the beginning.And let everybody understand the whole will, the whole plan of God's、plan of God, so that we will understand and we will be fervent in fulfilling His will.
我们会把一些工作啊、精力啊，都放在那个很正确的位置上面去工作。
We will put our efforts and energy into the correct、things to do.
不会放在那些、啊、这个神。并不是要我们去那边工作，我们到那里去，我们浪费时间，浪费金钱财力。
God will not, then we will not put our efforts into places where it is not necessary, or where it is not needed for us to preach.
这是很重要的啦。
This is very important.
哎，如果闭着眼睛这样乱创啊，就是热心乱创啊，这样去，没有办法去完成。
If we're just closing our eyes, being fervent, and just bump around in the dark.We will never accomplish anything.
所以今天我们看清楚了。
So today we have to see very clearly.
我们今天海外宣教班呢，招收我们现在有两位那个这个啊神学生啊。
And we have accepted two student 那个 theological students.
啊，一位是我们温哥华的啊。
One is from the from Canada.
可是他不是要放在这里。
But he may not be here.
他训练完了，他是要到非洲去。
After his training, he might be sent to Africa.
那个为什么？那神的就是要到那里去，不是放在这里。
God wants him there, but not here.
啊，那我们有法国的这个神学生啊。
And I think we have a French brother.
他训练了，他是不是要放在法国？不是的。
After his training, will he be prepared? But will he be put back in France? No.
在非洲话语系的地区。
He'll be put in.A French-speaking nation in Africa.
为什么我们这么做？
Why did God do such things?
我们看清楚神的旨意。
Why do we do such things? Because we can see clearly the will of God.
有时候我们有时候忘把这很多的精力啊、精神啊、时间用在那些啊，你怎么传他都不信，好像当时的这个文士法利赛人一样。
Sometimes we'll spend lots of time, money, and effort in preaching.In places where no matter how hard you try, they will never believe. Just like the Pharisees in Jesus' time.
像他们真的看到他们这个环境说，你们自己断电，你们是不配的。我们往外邦人那里去了。
So when Paul saw this, Paul said, "You yourself are not worthy. Therefore, we will go preach to the Gentiles."
虽然他很爱的他的骨肉弟兄啊，可是他还是到外邦人那里去。
Even though Paul loved his own brothers of his own race, but still he went out to preach to the Gentiles.
知道啊，那一些人就硬心就不肯接受，不愿意接受。
Because he knew the Jews' hearts were hardened, and they refused to accept the truth.
那有一句话很好。
There was a very nice phrase being said.
说你们自己断定你们是不配得永生的。
Paul said that you yourself.Have proclaimed that you are not worthy to receive
the word. 那现在正在反过来，反过来看。
And if we look at this from a retrospective,
到处去呀、啊，啊，中国人呢、啊，不管在哪一个地区，中国大陆当然不用讲了哈，来分散到世界各个地方去的，很容易啊，就接触到这个的，自己跑来，我们没有告诉他，没有去请他自己就跑来，啊，跑来受伤，你跑来受洗，这个很奇怪。
And if we look, the Chinese.Most of them, you don't even have to call them. They will just come automatically to come and get baptized and be worship God.
这些都看出神的旨意来。
This is all we can see the will of God.
所以说这个最后这个工作就是中国人来完成，同时呢也是中国人的这个时代。
And so we can say the latter, the end time works is preached or the work is done by the Chinese, and through the Chinese, the salvation will be completed.
全世界人口四分之一是中国人。
1/4 of the world's population is Chinese.
在上古的这个上这个早期的这个早已盛年的那个时代呢，一个人都没有，没有一个人都听不到福音。
And in the early reign, that period of time, there was not even a Chinese. No one heard the gospel.
啊，留到这个最后才给我们。
It was the end. It saved us till the very end.
那在欧洲的地区，那个早就领受，他们几乎就啊，整个地区都成为基督教了。
And in Europe.Almost all the nations are mostly are Christian, or they have heard of Jesus.
那今天留在最后给我们中国人，不是应该的吗？
So if you think, it shouldn't be proper that Chinese will be saved at last.
所以今天我们方向看要看准了。
So we need to see the direction very clearly.
神的旨意是这样子。
What is the will of God?
所以我们就要把这个方向看准了。
So we need to see clearly the direction that which we should be going.
这样我们得到的果效就会很大。
Then the result will be very great.
所以说啊，明白神的旨意。
So to understand the will of God.
然后啊，就接下来就要快速去完成，快速。
Then we should rapidly complete.
好，接下来啊，这个大力王一看到这个古列王的指令，哇、哦，他这个火速，那是。但是用最快最火速的下命令一定要赶快去完成这个工作。
And after King Darius saw the decree of King Cyrus,
开始的时候啊，所罗巴伯以色列人